What I do when I screw up. Stay tuned. Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're digging a little bit more. If you're into real estate wholesaling, this is a good thing. But I got a few things I want to cover when it comes to when I mess up in my business. Or what I do, right? This is something that happens to all of us. We're not perfect beings. As a matter of fact, we are perfect, but our very perfection is inside of our imperfections. That's how we get better and better. That leaves room for growth, right? That leaves rooms for improvement. And that's a good thing, you know, that we're not perfect. You know, some people see that as a negative. I see that as a positive. I see that as an opportunity to be better and better and just make the experience a lot more sweeter. And in real estate wholesaling or in any kind of marketing business, which real estate wholesaling is a marketing business, it's really no different. You know, it's really about improving and always being the game and the journey, you know. So with that being said, there's a question that came in and I want to answer that question. Before I get into the question, I want to pull out a quote from my book, Empire Lifestyle Secrets. If you don't have a copy of the book, all you want to do is simply go to myempirepro.com. If you're listening to me on audio, go to myempirepro.com. Or if you are watching me on YouTube or anywhere on the internet, you can see a link around this video. You just want to click on that link to take you to download the book. Absolutely for free, no catches. Okay, so the book will allow you to learn the fundamentals so you don't have to cherry pick all over the place on the internet finding what works. The book has all the fundamentals on what works in business of digital age, especially if you're in real estate wholesaling, because I use you a lot as an example in there, right? So here's the question that came into, well, the quote, first of all, the quote from the book says, I know what you're saying. You're saying, Ola, I already started very slow and in a way, mediocre way. Does that mean I can't enjoy success ever? So essentially, the context here is that we're talking about starting with a momentum, getting into momentum, starting your business with speed behind it, right? And this person is saying, are you saying because I started wrongly, I can't have success ever, right? No, it doesn't mean that. It means you can give yourself permission to start all over again. Again, we're talking about when you screw up, right? All right. Simply create a relaunch and embed big launch with a big momentum into your culture for the future. Okay, you made a mistake. So what? Next. Okay, so what? SWN next. Okay. So, and that's what this is about. Okay. I continue the quote here. If you have team members who already emulated your mediocre ways, that means your past mediocre ways, have them do a relaunch as well. Create a whole plan with a bang. This is not the time to lament or whine over the past. It's simply time to take advantage of the blessings of the future. So one beautiful thing that we have at the, you know, there's a quote is that, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but it simply says, the only thing we have is really the present, is the now. Really, is what we have is now. Even future is an illusion. The past is definitely an illusion. The past is just an illusion. It's all we have of the past is memories. Just, it's all in our head, right? You can't go back in time. It's just all in our head. It's an illusion, okay? So is the future. Until the future becomes now. Until the future becomes present. So really, the only power you have is to give yourself permission to always be able to start all over again. And that's key to everything, success in any type of business, real estate, wholesaling, the same thing, you're going to screw up. It's just going to happen. If you don't screw up somebody in your team, it's going to screw up. It's just the way it is. It's just our nature as human beings. We just can't see, we're perfect, but we can't see that far because we're super people, we're super creatures. We don't have to see that far in order to have success, okay? So you want to give yourself permissions to make mistakes. As a matter of fact, make more mistakes faster. Because you always have the permission to start all over and fix things. That doesn't mean you have permission to screw things up deliberately because you're not learning. I'm saying you have permission to start all over once that mistake was in the past. I'm not saying give yourself permissions to screw things up. I'm saying give yourself permission to start all over in case you do, because it's just in our nature. Okay? So it will never be an excuse, but you can definitely change things as you move forward from the now, right? So here's the question that came in today as related to this. It says, hey coach, what's up? I'm getting very tired and even my bank account is getting very tired. I don't mind investing in myself, but things are getting very bad in the villa. So when we say invest in yourself, it simply means you buy courses, you buy books. Don't be afraid of improving yourself, investing in yourself. That means improve your own mindset, improve self-development, right? Investing in your own self-development, right? So that's what he's talking about, he or she, right? Let's see here. It's getting very bad in the villa. In fact, yesterday, my wife just found out that $25,000 from our joint account is missing. And I'm in the doghouse. Uh-oh. Not good. That's not a good look. I'm sorry to hear that because I can't imagine what you're going through. Okay? $25,000 without telling her. Uh-oh. But anyway, it's okay. Things will be all right. And again, we're talking about screwing up here, right? We're talking about making bad mistakes, right? So let's continue. I spent it on my real estate wholesaling bootcamp. So he invested it in himself, okay? In his own self-development. That's not the kicker. I do have 3 deals in the pipeline, and I think I'm screwing things up. So, okay. So he's, again, this is what we say sometimes. We say half glass empty, half glass full, right? And things like that. You know, sometimes people see the most positive things because of their experience or where they're coming from. They see it as a negative, right? And that's, see, I can see a little bit deeper into the past right now, but this gentleman or lady, I don't know, I'm not sure who this person is, right? And this person is seeing it as a negative because of the present experience they're going through. Oh, he's a gentleman. He's a gentleman, right? He's in the doghouse. He took $25,000 out of the joint account. Wife is mad and hungry, right? So he's screwing things up even more because he's saying he has 3 deals in the pipeline, which I see as a positive, okay? And I think I'm screwing things up. The contracts were not completed properly. We screw contracts up all the time. It's not because you want to. You know, by the way, contracts are just that. They're meant to be broken. We use contracts in business. This is just my personal opinion, okay? To protect ourselves, so we say, but, you know, wait until something really bad goes wrong, right? God forbid, right? But contracts are meant to be broken. You know, I mean, they are typically created so people can break them so that you can now go back to court. But who wants to spend their time in court, right? So, again, I'm seeing this as positive. The most positive things here is that you are doing deals. You're generating responses and you're putting 3 houses under contract. It sounds like to me you have them in the pipeline. That's a beautiful thing. That's number one. And then number two, okay, let me finish the question. Also, I didn't put a deposit of $10 on them as suggested by another guru I am subscribed to. Well, the first 30 deals I did not put a deposit on. And I don't remember if I ever put a deposit on any deal before. Some people may say, oh, that's the wrong or whatever. The thing is, that was an agreement between me and the seller, okay? Some people say it's better to put an earnest deposit down because it makes the contract binding. Again, contracts are meant to be broken. The bottom line is that I closed those deals and I made average of $30,000 to $40,000 on each one of those deals. And the biggest of them was $82,000 for one deal, okay? And that particular deal I'm talking about definitely did not have no $10 earnest deposit on it. So again, you may be dwelling on Gary Vaynerchuk will say 99% of things around us doesn't even matter, okay? This is one of them. It just doesn't matter, okay? It doesn't matter. And more importantly, like I said in the beginning, you want to give yourself a chance to start all over again. If it's really that important, let's say, for example, let me show you how it goes down. A lot of time, my lawyer will call me and will say, hey, we did the contract wrong. We're ready for closing. Closing is going to happen in 24 hours, but the contract was wrong. I'm going to send this over to you right now, have it signed properly, and get it back over to me so we can get things moving. Okay? It's fixed. Problem solved. Okay? It doesn't even matter. Doesn't matter. Okay? So a lot of time, you get stuck on some of the things that really doesn't matter in business and in life, and you're stuck on it because, you know, you're, you know, excuse me for my French. But you don't have to be, okay? Because if it's meant to be, everything else, everybody else, the lawyers, the title companies, the appraisers, the sellers will make it easier for you, okay? They'll make it easy for you. They will be the first to tell you, like, say, hey, listen, there's something you did wrong here. Can you fix it and send it over? As long as you're not deliberately stealing, cheating, or lying, Okay, that's something I do not support. I will never encourage or condone that. You don't steal, cheat, or lie. Those are the only rules. As far as making mistakes on paperwork, yes, you can fix them, okay? It's just a matter of fixing them if it's that important. But chances are, any papers before closing, that it's not that important, okay? We wait till closing. At closing, if anything needs to be fixed, the attorneys, the title agency, the closing agent will let you know what needs to be fixed, and they'll be fixed. Okay, and that's it. Okay, so again, when you screw things up, that's in the past. The idea of screwing things up or messing things up is, it's in the past. Okay, it's in the past. And I don't know if YouTube is going to flag the word screw up. So if you see change to mess things up, you understand why. Okay, because this things are a bit sensitive these days, right? You understand what I'm saying? So anytime you mess something up, you screw things up, or you F things up, whatever you want to call it, right? It's okay. Give yourself permission to start all over again because you have that permission from me. But it's not important if you don't give yourself that permission to start all over again. That's what I do when I screw up. Okay? I just start all over again. I start not necessarily from scratch. If it's needed to be started from scratch, then I would. But typically not. Okay? Typically, I don't have to start from scratch. Typically, I go back to whatever it is that's got screwed up. I'll fix it, and we keep moving forward. And we do that as fast as we can. What needs to be done? What do you need me to do? And the people I work with, my team, they know that. They know that I need the straight to the point. Tell me what needs to be done, and we'll get that done. We'll keep it moving. So that's what I do. So hopefully, that was good for you. But here's what I'm going to do. Again, you need the fundamentals. You need to learn the fundamentals. And the best way to learn the fundamentals is to download my book for free. Empire Lifestyle Secrets is the name. It's at myempirepro.com. You want to click like on this video, subscribe, share with your friends. Comment below. Let me know if you have any questions, things that you need to be addressed. I'm here to help you with that. Comment below and get started. But more importantly, you need to go download that book so you can learn the fundamentals of how to run your business from start to finish, where to start from, where to finish, and how to run it on a daily operation for profitability. And that's coming from over 10 years of experience. So you want to go there and you want to download that book for free. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one. Peace.